السلام علیکم، نحمده و نصلی علی رسوله الکریم، اما بعد، اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، رب اشرح لی صدری ویسر لی امری واحلل عقدۃ من لسانی یفقہوا قولی، الم نشرح لک صدرک ووضعنا عنک وزرک الذی انقض ظهرک ورفعنا لک ذکرک فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. قال الله تعالى في الفرقان الحميد: فإذا جاء أجلهم لا يستأخرون ساعة ولا يستقدمون. صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. My dear respected brothers, sisters and elders, when a person departs from this world, there are certain events that will take place. Those events may be good, may be bad. Those events may be favorable or non-favorable. But for the events to be favorable or non-favorable, Allah Rabbul Izzah, through His infinite mercy, has allowed the human being to make the correct choices or the incorrect choices in this dunya. If the human being makes the correct choices in this world and lives a life that is in accordance to the life of the Prophet of Allah, it is certain that that person will face events that are favorable. And if the person does not live a life that is in accordance to the life of the Prophet of Allah, it is certain that that person, the life to come, will live a life that is non-favorable. As they say in English, the ball is in our court. It is up to us to make the best of it, to make the most of it, and to make these moments valuable and try to avail from them. At the end of the day, every human being has come in this world to appease Allah Rabbul Izzat, to please Allah Rabbul Izzat, to gain the pleasure and the rida of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Quran is a holy book that speaks about the events that are to come that cannot be seen with the naked eye comprehensively. So a person is not left in wilderness. A person is not left in darkness. So every event that will take place has been spoken about in the glorious Quran, or spoken about by the Prophet of Allah. So it gives ample time to a human being to prepare for those events, so he succeeds and he receives the certificate on the day of judgment of approval, and without any hindrance and obstacle he is allowed to enter his abode known as Jannah. But the struggle is required, there is an effort that is required. And to make a human being understand that effort, Allah Rabbul Izzat sent so many prophets in this world. And everyone came with the same message, that when you come in this world, there will be certain things that will pull you away. There will be certain things that will be very, very attractive to you. Do not be caught up. Do not allow the beauty and the glitter of those items take you away from your Sirat al-Mustaqim, the right path. When we speak about events after death, it opens our heart, or you can say it softens the heart. That's why Allah Rabbul Izzah speaks about these events many a times in the glorious Quran. A person can allow the verses and the meaning and the nur of this to soften the heart. So once the heart is softened, then it is easy for a person to work correctly. When a human being departs from this world, there are many events that will take place. Some are very horrifying, dreadful, very, very scary. And many a times the events that will take place will be very pleasant. Allah Rabbul Izzat make us all and the entire humanity from that group that will experience the pleasant moments in the grave. And Allah protect us from being from those people that will be amongst those that will receive or experience the horrifying moments at death and after death in the grave. The talk of the grave used to soften the hearts of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'een, and they used to cry profusely. The third Khalifa of Islam, Hazrat Usman radiyallahu ta'ala an, who is the son-in-law of the Prophet of Allah, he has received glad tidings from the Prophet of Allah in this world that he is a person of Jannah. He is the third Khalifa of Islam. He is one of the people from the group of Sahaba that received the title of radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Before departing, he knows that he has passed. He will succeed. But because they knew the impact of the grave and the life of the grave, they could not stop the flow of the tears. That's why the freed slave of Hazrat Usman Hani says that كَانَ عُثْمَانْ إِذَا وَقَفَ عَلَىٰ قَبْرٍ, that when Usman used to stand beside a grave, فَبَكَى, he used to cry. Now one is a crying of shedding one or two tears, but the crying of Hazrat Usman was very different. حَتَّى يَبُلَّ لِحْيَتَهُ, his entire beard used to be wet with the flow of tears. And let me make it very clear, the beard of the Prophet Abu Bakr, Usman and the noble Sahaba was very dense, not a short beard. The Prophet's beard used to cover the chest. The beard of Hazrat Umar used to touch the navel. So that entire beard used to be wet with the flow of tears. So somebody said that when the mention of Jannat and Jahannam comes, تُذْكَرُ الْجَنَّةَ وَالنَّارَ فَلَا تَبْكِي, you do not cry. Somebody speaks about Jannah or somebody speaks about Jahannam, you do not cry. وَالتَّبْكِي مِنْ هَذَا, but you cry when somebody mentions the grave. قَالَ عُثْمَانَ, so Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala said, إِنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, that the Prophet of Allah used to say, إِنَّ الْقَبْرِ أَوَّلُ مَنْزِلٍ مِّن مَنَازِلِ الْآخِرَةِ, that the grave is the first stage from the stages to come. There are so many stages to come, but this is the first stage. فَإِنَّ جَا مِنْهُ فَمَا بَعْدَهُ أَيْسَرَ مِنْهُ, if a person succeeds in the grave, the stages to come will become easier. All the stages to come, may it be standing from your grave when the trumpet is blown by Israfil, may it be standing in Midan-e Mahshur, may it be standing in front of the scale where the deeds will be weighed, may it be standing in front of the bridge that is placed over Jahannam. All those episodes and events will become easier. فَمَا بَعْدَهُ أَيْسَرَ مِنْهُ,